Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
In my first book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, I gave you a full analysis of the global elite's international conspiracy to enslave humanity and all life on the planet. The Great Reset is a planned attempt to redistribute all the world's wealth and power into the hands of banks, corporations, billionaires, and the World Economic Forum. The only way this corporate fascist conspiracy can succeed is if the people of the world are not aware of it. For years, we've been laying out their sinister blueprint on InfoWars. What we are witnessing is nothing less than the failed plans of social Darwinists to capture free market capitalism and turn it toward their fascist aims of controlling and depopulating the globe. Because of the tremendous success of the first book, which received tens of thousands of orders before it was even released, we're releasing a second book, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. The people the globalists fear the most are the members of their own systems of control who wake up and then decide to act against the machine. The globalists believe they've planned for every possible contingency. They hadn't counted on the conscience and love of truth, which lives in the souls of good people. Order The Great Awakening now to support InfoWars and defeat the globalists.
The Alex Jones Show. There is a war on for your mind.
I mean, I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful, and I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute, because I've had chills since last night. This just confirms everything else we've already researched. A Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite, millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, the end of the family, everything that's in the other documents. But this dovetails with all the other Rockefeller Foundation documents about the GMO food to sterilize you and the forced vaccines and the hell we're already living in. This is going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back from these eugenics madmen. But that story is up on PrisonPlanet.com. The question is, will you have the courage to really do the research yourself? Because I don't want you to just sit here and hear me make these claims. These people are so arrogant that they write policy papers, so many of them, that they're producing these policy papers and reports and white papers so fast that you could never read them all. It is an open conspiracy against you and your family. I pray to God, I pray to my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, every night to give me the strength and the will to be able to face this horror and to give me the strength to carry on, because I know why a lot of you don't want to look at this information and just want to comment on the YouTube videos or on message boards that I'm a liar. I know why, because it's scary. You're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore. You're not going to be able to just go out and get drunk with your friends. You're not going to be able to just, you know, go out and enjoy yourself all the time. The only chance we've got of beating this scientific dictatorship, this creeping death that takes its time to incrementally enslave you, mentally, psychologically, physically, spiritually, the only way to defeat it is for the rank and file of this planet to realize that you have a choice to make on what your destiny is going to be. Once you face this information, once you've consciously admitted it to yourself, it will take over your life. It should take over your life. Well, I mean, what else? What else could it do? We've got to get past the artificial stigma that the controlled corporate media has been putting out for decades ahead of their open of unveiling of planetary dictatorship. They all talk about how we need a police state to carry this out.
Canada and the United States are going to work in lockstep to display the seriousness of our commitment at both home and abroad.
Win, lose, or draw, you need to choose a side.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
All other networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
I didn't realize this was back this week. Thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Bonnie's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoids. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super concentrated. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Bonnie's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Hold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It's Wednesday, September 6, 2023. And it was 18 days ago that I told you they would be rolling out the COVID tyranny again. And that by mid-September, the TSA were going to be ordered that they all had to wear masks. And then by the middle of October, everyone is going to have to wear masks and that Biden is going to give the order. Now, of course, that was true, and of course, that was real, and now it's all happening. But they denied it about a week after I broke it. The White House did, the CDC did, the TSA did, Associated Press, all of them attacked me, said I'm a liar. And they said, that's ridiculous. We're not bringing it back because that'd mean it was premeditated and there's a rollout plan. No, it's got to be done. Oh, the schools are closing. Or, oh, you got to have this new booster. Oh, the first lady got it. And now Biden's going to wear a mask. And, oh, now the Maryland school districts are making you wear a mask. And now they're bringing back the contact tracing. And, oh, now they're bringing back the six-foot distancing. And now they're canceling concerts. And now the White House press secretary yesterday said something very important. We'll play the clip in a moment. She said, oh, of course, we're going back to the way it always is. We're going back to the standard thing. See, it's not that COVID restrictions are coming back. They never went away. We had a caller 2 weeks ago when I opened the phones about this. Said, Alex, it never really went away in a lot of parts of the world or the U.S. in Democrat-controlled areas. And he was right. So now Tedros came out last night, the head of the WHO, that little Marxist-Leninist monster, literally killed several million of his own people in Ethiopia. Look it up. That's why he got rewarded with a job at the UN, heading up your health and censoring you and taking control of your body. That's in all the official treaties we'll be covering today. He said, oh, COVID never left, and we've got to have measures to stop it. Remember just 6 months ago they declared victory? And said it was all over, and I said they're getting ready to sucker punch us and bring it back. Because if anything is definite, it's that they lie to you. And they love it, and it's their religion. So breaking, the White House officially announces return to COVID tyranny. She says, well, yeah, it's what you always do. Of course, we just wear masks. Joe Biden's mask sparks COVID mandate conspiracies. Alex Jones, Maryland school implements new mask mandate, schools canceling, on and on and on. Tedros says the increase in hospitalizations and deaths shows that COVID is here to stay. We'll have to continue to fight it. Oh, see, the lockdown never ended, he's saying. It's just here. We're not bringing it back. Jean-Pierre says Biden will be wearing a mask indoors again. On The View, they said Whoopi Goldberg's got COVID. She can't be here. And everybody's like, she's COVID's back. Joy Behar. They go, woo, we love wearing masks. We love sitting in our houses watching Netflix while a third world starves to death. We love the collapsing civilization. And the head of Bayer Pharmaceuticals says, oh, we just did the whole COVID crisis to take control of your life. We know 95% of you would refuse a gene therapy, which are very dangerous, so we just called it a vaccine. It's so fun at the World Economic Forum Health Summit to just have them brag on video. You know, it's all a scam to get you. But particularly women, not all women, but statistically it's women that buy it. I mean, let me look at these famous photos of women playing the flute with the nose and mouth cut off the mask, but at least they're showing subservience and have it on their face, the muzzle, the symbol of being a slave. So there you go. If you wonder how they were going to spin it, if you wondered how they were going to do all of this, boy, if Jones comes out with whistleblowers and lays it out that it's all premeditated, and then they start to roll it out just like he said, that's discrediting. So what do? They go, oh, we're not going to roll anything back out. We never stopped. Ah. And so I noticed the publications attacking me 2 weeks ago when it was top story for like a week, as you know, it's still huge, said, Jones is crazy. Nothing's coming back. That's ridiculous. Now they've shifted gears. He's a nut. Of course, it never went away. We need these measures. Come on, man. So schools from Maryland to Texas to Michigan to California are closing. Others are bringing back the mask mandates. And they're going to bring it back in the airport unless we expose them. And I'd love to expose this to get everybody organized and then have them back off. And people can spike the football and say, see, didn't happen like Jones said. But I'm going to have my cake and eat it, too. They're going to roll it all out. They're not going to stop their arrogance right on the dates we were told. I'm betting my bottom dollar. But at least we won't be flat-footed and everybody will know. Because you know it's premeditated. You know it's a fraud. But the general public is kind of waking up. If they hear us say, hey, it's coming back beforehand, and explain to them that it's a systematic, incremental rollout, they want to just slide in like a knife into our back while we're asleep. No, we're going to have an open discussion about this and not comply. So that's why the secrecy of their rollout was so important. Because that's one item I forgot. They told the TSA, and the Border Patrol too said, well, don't say it's for me. Of course not. I'm going to blow your cover, but say your name, duh. But, oh, yeah, didn't come from me. We're not supposed to talk about it. And the TSA agent was told, it's in a managerial position. This was a manager's level meeting. Don't tell anybody about this, though. The policies are coming next week. So that was on the 18th of August. And I'm working on getting a copy of the policy, but they're going to have to transcribe it on another piece of paper because they put watermarks on those emails and documents so they can track it back to where it came from. Or I may just have a quick meeting and write out some hand notes on it. But there'll be nothing like getting the actual directive before it comes out. And there it is, NBC News, state to supply COVID-19 tests, masks in schools. The NYS Department of Education will survey school districts to distribute resources based on need. It's all being announced in the key blue states and blue cities, just like I told you 2.5 weeks ago. Massive, massive news. Let's play a clip of the press secretary, and then of Tedros, and then of The View. Here it is.
President Biden tested negative last night for COVID-19 and tested negative again today. He's not experiencing any symptoms. As far as the steps he's taking, since the president was with the First Lady yesterday, he will be masking while indoors and around people in alignment with CDC guidance. And he, as has been the practice in the past, the president will remove his mask when sufficiently distanced from others indoors and while outside as well.
The increase in hospitalizations and deaths shows that COVID is here to stay and that we will continue to need tools to fight it.
All right, so what are we going to do about this is really the big question. We'll come back and talk more about it. But then I'm going to shift gears out of this to something that is even bigger than the COVID tyranny. And it's hiding in plain view. And I began to get into it yesterday, but I was just so angry over a lot of things going on that I couldn't even get to it. And, you know, I haven't really also told people why I'm particularly angry. There's some other things going on, but I'm probably going to talk about some other key things as well. So it's a big show. Please, for everybody you know, tune in. And people you don't know, tune in. That's how we break the back of the censors. That's how we overpower the globalists.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Second hour, then attorney Tom Renz has major breaking news. It's vital to the future of humanity with the next rollout of the poison shot and nanotech being put in our food and more. That is coming up. And that dovetails with the DARPA research and the operational programs to infect us with remote controllable prion clusters in the brain. So all that talk you heard about 5G interfacing with the shots, it's true. It's all confirmed before they even rolled out COVID. I just got chills. And this is so evil. I mean, this is how you take over. You colonize people with crystals that you can electromagnetically either deactivate and neutralize or grow. And so you implant everybody with these, whether you've had the shot or not, it's everywhere. There are natural compounds and things that help mitigate it. You get these proteins growing in you, and then they hit it with a frequency. This is the Pentagon. I have videos next hour. They hit you with the frequency, and it looks like you died of a stroke. Whew, man, this is bad. And then the CIA whines and complains that when they're in Cuba or China, they get hit with microwaves. Of course they're getting hit with them. You don't think the U.S. doesn't do this? It's terrible. This is mutually assured destruction being played out. You're not supposed to do that when you have these type of weapons, because the other side will use them too. This is a small planet. It's insane. So they're whining about being hit with 60-year-old technology while the Pentagon's up there saying, yeah, we can implant everybody with protein crystals and then hit them with a frequency and grow the crystal and kill them. All over your brain, hit you with it, bzz, crystals grow in the next few days, cut through arteries, cut through veins, cut through capillaries, stroke out. Or he says we can just hit the group or country with a light dose and just fog everybody out and make them sick where they can't think straight. And these are the heads of Pentagon programs. So, yeah, man, we're not in Kansas anymore, okay? We're in hell. And I look at all the idiots attacking me, the Justice Department and the bureaucrats, all these people. I don't want you destroyed. I'm not your enemy. You work for psychotic mad scientists that have taken control, and you're going to all be destroyed by them. Where is your self-preservation? Where is your common sense? Where is your instincts? You like them shutting down the economy, you like open borders, you like all the human trafficking, you like the dollar devaluation, you like what's happening to our children. We're all being hurt by this. But the bureaucrats and the corporate leaders and the culture, all of us are to blame for this. So I'm going to hit a little bit more of this, and then I'm going to come back and hit the other news. The ADL news is just unbelievable, and I've got to get to all of it. I mean, it's word for word what I said Sunday and then Tuesday, because I took off Monday. I said the ADL is going to come out and say white supremacist terrorists are imminently about to kill Jews, and that it's all Elon Musk's fault for not turning his company over to the CIA, basically. The head of the ADL came out and said that word for word. I have all the articles, the tweets, the statements right here. And then they admit the World Economic Forum and the UN are writing the censorship rules that are being implemented by all these, quote, leftist watchdog groups. I mean, it's incredible that I have all these clips of the UN saying, yeah, we're going to control all your speech on every issue out there. And only government-approved websites will be available now to be searched on the search engines. It is wild. Look at the size of this stack. It's 4 inches thick. 4 inches of their admissions and videos, and just unbelievable. So we've got that. But let me hit this story, because this ties into what we're going to cover next hour. Now, this is the BBC, and this is old news, but they're announcing it now. But in the genetic engineering reviews 20 years ago, 10 years ago, hell, when I was first on air 29 years ago, 28 years ago, I've been on air a few years, I was sent, because nobody really was doing a show like mine on talk radio. People were on shortwave, but I'd figured out how to actually pay for a satellite, and a bunch of stations picked me up like 2 years after I got on radio. And I wasn't that informed then, but I suddenly started getting all these folders. I mean, I was getting thousands of pieces of mail just at the little radio station by 1997 a week. They were complaining about it. It was just piles of mail. I had to spend hours a day going through it. And it was technology magazines and white papers and industry reports. And in 97, most of that stuff wasn't on the web yet. And it was British medical journals about, well, 30 years ago, we created the first human clones, but we did not let them come to term. And then 10 years ago, we began implanting them in cows, but they don't have rights because we altered their genetics, so they're not pure human. They're humanoid synthetic entities, and we are using them in research. So that was 25, 26 years ago. I'm reading medical journals saying 30 years ago we created clones. And I'd go on air and say that, and people are like, sure, Mr. Jones, yeah, right, clones. But it was there in the literature. Now they're just announcing it. And I remember telling you about those reports and showing them, and I'm also talking to other people that worked in genetic engineering. They said, Jones, it's way worse than that. They're splicing humans with plants, humans with fish. It's just unbelievable what goes on in these research facilities. And these were very credible people. And imagine, this is such an industrial scale that many of the dentists might add knew in the mid-80s that were some of the first implant surgeons took the job he didn't take to move to Maryland in an underground project that he was told dealt with super secret cybernetic cyborg creation, but he was not given the details, just that he'd be months underground and then a month out. And my mother said, I don't care if it's being offered $400,000+ a year. That time, that's like $3 million a year. We're not doing it. Or I'm moving to Austin. That's where she's from. I remember sitting there with her telling my dad, we're not going to Maryland, and you're not working in some black budget project. My mom's not the one that wears the pants, by the way, but when it comes to things like that, she puts them on, but she wants to put them on. She's like, we ain't going. And so, because he was all excited about it, almost took the job. So that's like an 83, 84. Can you imagine how far all this crap is? Can you imagine? So when we come back, I'm going to hit this article. This is the BBC. Scientists grow whole model of human embryos without the sperm and the egg, creating a new humanoid entity, is what it's called. A new entity. Look at that. Entity. Not human. So, I mean, we got to get control of our governments, and we got to outlaw this crap right now. I mean, we got to just come together and stop all the fighting. Folks, this is a hell world they're creating. I know why a lot of people go along with it. They're being offered a life extension if they play ball. You're never going to get that, folks. They're not going to give it to you. We'll be right back. Separately, we got some really, 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 really good news. because it's a great product you love, and people want it, and it funds our operation at 360 Win. Bodies, ultimate turmeric formula, the strongest you're going to find anywhere, jam-packed, a big old giant bottle of stuff that destroys inflammation, that empowers your neurological system, you name it. I mean, it's just so amazing. God gave it to us, and it's the strongest curcuminoid out there. Other leading brands are like 70% curcuminoid. Most brands are 5% curcumin, and that still does a great thing for you. This is the strongest anybody makes, 95% curcuminoid. I am so glad this is back. I have been out of this myself for months. We've been sold out of this for almost 7 months. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right. I treat people like they're adults. I treat you like you're smart. I treat you like you're powerful and deserve to control your own destiny. I treat you like you're an incredible creature made by God, which you are. And that said, what do the globalists teach us? Oh, we're just blobs. We're just cells. We don't have any rights. We don't have free will. We're just programmable. And there is no God except the God of the state and the AI that they're building, that we need to serve, we need to bow down to. And if we don't value the lives of unborn children or trafficked children or old people being murdered with COVID, with ventilators and families not allowed to see them, we're not safe either. And the big think tanks and the big pharma companies, in countless videos we've aired, said in the buildup to 3.5 years ago with the COVID release, that we're just getting rid of the old system and we're mad scientists. And this Pentagon group, highest level DARPA, calls itself the mad scientist group. And they get up and talk about what's currently happening that's declassified, and it makes Blade Runner sound like horse and buggy. And that's because it is. And that's why the politicians act like we don't exist and we don't matter, because they're so arrogant that we don't understand the system. So when I talk about the ADL, they're just one big intelligence agency node or tentacle of this global combine. And if you want to outlaw your opposition, if you want to demonize your opposition, what do Americans not like? What are we proud of? We beat the Nazis 80 years ago. And that's all the ADL is an organization that teams up with the intelligence agencies and the Justice Department. It's all come out in Congress now. Told you about it decades ago, all confirmed. Who creates databases of people and who launches AI systems to literally listen in the microphones in your computer and phone with AI recording a text record of everything you say to then censor you or ban you based on the algorithm of not just what you say online, but what it hears you privately saying. And that's in the stack today. They have bragged about it. Now, the NSA's been doing this since the 80s with Project Echelon. But they got a lot more processing power, a lot more control. They can do it to basically everybody. They can surveil everybody now instead of surveil a few thousand targets in, you know, 1986. They got giant NSA centers they built all over the U.S., similar centers all over the world. And Google and all those other big tech companies, Apple, are just fronts for this. It's a corporate fascist system. And so it's a distraction to only focus on the ADL, though it's a very unsavory, evil organization that creates division, that says white people are inherently bad, that creates a lot of the curriculum that you see about demonizing Christians, all of it. It's terrible. And so it's 100% bad, but it's a distraction to only look at it, because it's just a front group for this giant corporate takeover, the surveillance, the censorship. Oh, it's just a civil rights group. And if you oppose the censorship and the boycotts and the control, even verbally, and say you shouldn't be censored, the ADL comes out and says you're going to cause violence against Jews. But it's really the WEF, the UN, and the big corporations that are writing the new censorship policy, and the UN that brags online in white papers and on TV. We play the clips. We'll play them again today. Got them right here. That the UN is in charge of your medical systems, your body, what you can say about it, what therapeutics you can get, and it's going to surveil you and censor you. It's got to surveil you to censor you. Remember that. You're being surveilled first. And so the ADL knows why they're doing this and why they've chosen to be the front group or the tip of the spear in this. And then that's because by branding all this tyranny as run by Jews, it is going to create fabulous levels of anti-Semitism, which is terrible. And the average Jew is not involved in this and is totally innocent or great people. Because it's groups everywhere. They're all following the same program. NATO and the UN, the WEF are all bragging. They're running it. They're creating it. And they've got Bill Gates' News Guard, and they've got the Southern Poverty Law Center. There's more than 50 groups getting huge amounts of government and corporate money just in Europe and the U.S. alone. And the EU says, we're going to censor everybody. We are in control. We're going to arrest Elon Musk. So I can now say officially Elon Musk is for real. He used to be with them, but they've taken his son away, his firstborn. They're getting ready to chop his genitals off. His other baby died from a vaccine, sudden death of infant syndrome. And they've taken most of his advertisers, and they got a good shot of shutting him down and beating him. I think they might kill him when he's on his airplane. I mean, I think he's in danger. And I know people that know him very close, and they said, no, he is 100% awake now and is going to war. And there's his son that thinks he's a girl. And he says, I'm mad at the left. They, you know, I paid for this fancy school for my kids, and they brainwashed and took my son away from me. So Musk has that humanity of blood, of, wait a minute, I'm the rich billionaire, I'm doing all this, and they're taking my son? He's like, sure, if you want a chip in your brain because you're blind, I'm all for that too. The development of chips in the brain is a great thing if you're not made to take it. If you opt to have it because your brain's failing, that's a technology. It's not a bad thing. Like a gun's not a bad thing. It's whose hand it's in. And I'm not an apologist for Musk, but I've been basically read into it. That no. And I'm not going to go any further than that. But I've been approached, and I didn't even know who I was talking to. I was like, whoa, that's like the number three person. And then I got approached again by a very prominent person. They said, no, we're worried about him. He's all the way now. He's more radical than you, and he's totally committed. And these are not people that are being sent by Musk to tell me this. These are people that Musk is friends with and works with and are very close with. He's right here in Austin. I'm going to stop there. But that's an important note because we're selling human freedom and the future and transparency. That's very popular. And so we have to be ready when RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard and Russell Brand and Jimmy Dore and everybody else and Tim Dillon and all these other former liberals join us, it's because they finally figure out, wow, this is really evil. This is really destructive. This is really bad. And imagine having your firstborn son about to be castrated. That's the line. Like, wait, I'm super powerful and I'm rich, but you got my son? And a group of leftists have, like, sucked him away and control him? See, that's a bridge too far. And that's what I tell people that serve the system. You have to lose your son or your wife. Or your life? I mean, until you break with the New World Order? We can see it's getting dark, folks. It's bad. It smells. It stinks. You want to go deeper down this hole? The deeper we get, the more skeletons, the more crimes, the more evil. Let's turn back. Let's change direction. Let's get out of here. You know it in your gut. And I know the general listeners know this, but I really care about the prodigal sons and daughters out there. I really care about the people that think they're part of the power structure and part of the elite and part of this big utopia you're building. You're not building a utopia. You're building a global collapse, at least 6 billion people to be killed. That's the conservative estimate. That's the official number the UN wants. Most of the internal estimates are looking to have 500 million. You really think the globalists are going to stop at 500 million after they killed 7.5 billion? We're in the end game. We're in Agenda 2030. We're in it, folks. We'll come back, and I'm going to get into the ADL stack. And when I say ADL stack, it's the UN taking control, it's the WEF taking control of your speech, it's all the admitted censorship, it's all the control, and it's word for word what I've been saying last week with these Nazi groups popping up, that the ADL is going to come out and say, those are Nazis about to kill Jews, you must silence everyone that opposes our agenda of surveillance and censorship, or you're going to kill Jews. Now, what's the next move? The false flag. If I was Jewish, I would not have my kids in any big synagogue or any big school. You're about to get hit.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Slaves. The very rights over our bodies is being assaulted like never before. And now the COVID tyranny has been relaunched yet again. We must get the general public and those that serve the system in little ways and big ways to realize you're destroying your birthright by joining this evil. You must oppose it in every way you can. Let's get into the big news. It's been the top search and trend in the last week, not just on Twitter, but all over the place. Ban the ADL. No, we don't become what we're fighting. If the ADL wants to go around and call for censorship and call for tyranny, that's one thing. But when they organize with government and surveil you and then censor you and lie about you and then boycott you and destroy you, by bullying away your sponsors, that's racketeering and is illegal. But what's really behind it? Well, here's some of the headlines. World Economic Forum calls for regulators and tech firms to use its definitions of hate speech and misinformation and more. And now Facebook lawsuits have revealed that even things like townhall.com, milquetoast conservative sites, were censored in the last 3.5 years and basically shadow banned and blocked on Facebook because offshore third-party fact-checking groups lied about what they were saying and doing. So it's bad enough to censor you when you have a list of things like you love Hitler. Well, I mean, let Kanye make a fool of himself and say that. It's ridiculous. By censoring it, it only makes it bigger. I sat here and let the guy say it and countered what he was saying and told him I didn't agree with it and called Nick Fuentes, who said he likes Hitler. I said, you're baby Hitler. Now he's mad at me. I don't like Hitler. But the point is just because the ADL is bad doesn't mean something that looks like it's in opposition to it is bad, is good. So, and I'm not attacking West or him. Just give me a break. Hitler was a predatory monster. But that doesn't mean now a modern organization painting America as Hitler is good. They're horrible. And you don't defeat an evil like that by joining the archetype it claims it opposes. That's common sense, folks. The World Economic Forum calls for regulators and tech firms to use these definitions of hate speech and misinformation. ADL CEO Jonathan Greenblatt, this is an Infowars.com article. You got to go watch the videos and read the whole thing. It took an hour to cover this one article. ADL CEO Jonathan Greenblatt, Elon Musk is inciting violence against Jewish people by criticizing us. So Elon Musk is like, oh, Jews are great people. My favorite folks are Jews. I just wish Greenblatt would stop trying to censor me and shut me down and, you know, what he's doing is wrong. And then Greenblatt is, oh, you're trying to kill us. And look at these white supremacist groups that are suddenly marching everywhere, like in Florida. We're all about to get killed. We got to shut down Elon. He's hurting us. What's the final card to play with all the hype? Biden says white supremacists are everywhere. They're the number one terror threat. They're killing everybody. This is actually a super rare event. And the next card to play is a false flag. Now if you're against censorship and the ADL running your life, well, you're part of the attack on the Jewish center or the synagogue. One of the largest Jewish synagogues in the country in Los Angeles today, with over 1,000 people attending, was hit by a giant truck bomb. I pray that doesn't happen, but when I get in the mind of the baddies, that's the next card to play. Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt responded to Twitter X owner Elon's criticism of their aggressive pro-censorship boycott campaign by accusing him of, quote, engaging with a highly toxic anti-Semitic campaign which will incite violence against Jewish people. Greenblatt noted that the campaign manifested in the real world when masked men marched in Florida on Saturday, brazenly waving flags adorned with swastikas and chanting, ban the ADL. I never got to that news clip from, I guess, the early 1990s. We had a couple clips yesterday we didn't get to. You guys chew up that clip where it talks about a real case where an ADL leader was posing as white supremacist all over the country. Cue that up from yesterday. But the point is, this goes on and on and on and on. And then again, branding tyranny as being run by Jews, which is what the ADL is doing, when it's much bigger than that, is creating all of this Jewish hate. And the anti-Jew people, most of them are feds or mentally ill, they attack me constantly and say, I'm run by the ADL. And the white supremacist groups death threat us because their leaders are globalist folks. And it's come out over and over again. You guys find the clip? It's in yesterday's clips. I didn't get to it yesterday. Or I can send it to you again. There's just too many clips. It's too much evidence. That old newscast, you name it. So, there you go. If you don't support total censorship, people that are against open borders or lockdowns or forced injections or carbon taxes and the fake green agenda, then you're anti-Semitic. Then you're the bad guy. And again, you can look up these events that happened. This is just one of them. Go ahead and roll it.
Many of you may remember in February 1979, there was a big uproar because someone by the name of James Gutman applied for a permit to lead a march of Nazis through downtown Philadelphia. Now, eventually, some enterprising reporters did an investigation. You know what they turned up? James Gutman was none other than Mordecai Levy, who worked with the Anti-Defamation League and later split off that to form the Terrorist Jewish Defense League. This was an operation that was run by the ADL. They wanted to have a Nazi march in Philadelphia. Why? Because how can they raise money to justify their existence if American Jews don't think there's a lot of anti-Semitism? So what better thing to do than to slap swastikas on a couple of people, lead them on a march through town, and then the next day the ADL comes marching in and says, look, there are Nazis on the street, you need to give us money so we can protect you. And then, on top of that, have a tax-exempt status. This was not a one-time operation. A similar thing...
And it just, I've got local newscast about it, you name it. So, LA Times, Musk's criticism of ADL is, quote, the most extreme outburst of anti-Semitism by a mainstream public figure in more than 100 years. Then meanwhile, Boneface, it's confirmed, did fight in Ukraine, is a Nazi, is one of the leaders of this new group that popped up, and admits he was recruited by the CIA. Here he is doing an interview.
There's a lot of hype about the FBI sending me over there, but that's not the FBI that does that. It was Central Intelligence that got me involved in that.
And the full interview is up on Infowars.com. That's going to Ukraine. White House used misinformation from foreign activists to target town hall and censor Americans. See, it wasn't just Alex Jones. It was everybody. And it's all broken down. I've covered 10% of this stack, but I've got to get to the rest of it. So we'll come back and get more into all this and talk about where it's going. Then I'm going to hit the human-animal cloning and the humanoids they've created, BBC's reporting, and what that really signifies. But we've all got to come together and see through all this, ladies and gentlemen, understand what it is. Just like Black Lives Matter is run by Soros and says anybody that opposes communism and open borders is a Nazi, they don't speak for black people. And the ADL does not speak for Jewish people. And if you fall into the trap of hating Jews and believing they're the bad guys and they run everything, you're giving the ADL what it wants. And these Nazi groups are Fed-run. It's come out. It's been documented. And it's disgusting. All right. Please remember, we're listener-supported. We can't fund our operation without you. Plus, we have incredible, game-changing products you need at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock. The strongest humanoid out there. Incredible things for your immune system. Incredible things for your brain. Incredible things for your bones. Incredible things for inflammation. You need it. It's the best. Everybody should be taking it daily. Finally back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And we sold out of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And X3 limited supply we got. There's like 500 bottles left. X3. I don't know when we're going to get it back in. It's hard to manufacture this stuff. It's so high quality. The missing link is iodine. This is the best iodine you're going to find. X3 is about to sell out, but I'm keeping it at 40% off. Despite that, this will be sold out probably today. Get X3 now, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, please help. Tell everybody to tune in now. Share clips. You're doing a great job. We'll be right back. Hour number two. Stay with us.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now
now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.